The Lord be with you.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're gathered for the second Sunday of Advent. Today's a reminder, really, that it's not so good to compare ourselves with others. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but comparing yourself to others is always a losing game. If you compare yourself to the best player on the team, you don't feel good about yourself. If you compare yourself to the best student in the class, you just feel like you don't really measure up. And actually, if you compare yourself to the worst person on the team, it really gives a false sense of pride and accomplishment. It may feel good right away, but it really isn't a way to go. One of the things we hear from John the Baptist and throughout Jesus' teaching is really the encouragement not to compare ourselves with others, but to simply turn to the Lord and receive His forgiveness. That's what the role of repentance is in the Christian life. We don't compare ourselves, the good things we do, or even the bad things we do to others. We simply turn to the Lord, we confess our sins, we receive His love, mercy, and forgiveness. And He pours it out to us richly, as He will do today, with the forgiveness of sins and also the gift of His Son's body and blood. I do have some announcements to share before we begin here. The first is that we have some excellent opportunities to really be generous and to help those who need our help in our community. The first is the Vine of Moses tree. I didn't check, but I believe there's probably 10 or so tags up on the panels of the windows right by the front doors. We want to make sure to get those gifts for those tickets. The last day for bringing in gifts for children in need is next Sunday, December 12th. It's that Sunday that I believe Nicholas is going to pick those gifts up, and his dad, George, or am I putting you out there just by saying your name? Don't you love that, George? Yes. They're going to pick up the gifts and deliver them to Vine of Moses next Sunday, December 12th. That's the date. And then secondly, we have an opportunity today to decorate our fantastic Christmas tree here this morning. We're going to do that after the service today. Looking at it, I don't think that's going to take but 20 minutes. So we can do this. So we'll take some time at the conclusion of our service to greet each other and head on out. But if you do want to stay and help us out, it would be helpful to have, say 5 or 10 people to put up the ornaments on the Christmas tree. And then finally, one great opportunity to be generous to our community is something that we want to share with you. Peggy Kruger is going to share with us. I'm going to invite Peggy forward to share about this great opportunity that's come to us through Love, Inc. of sponsoring a family right here in the Philomath community. And Peggy, you can take your mask off as you share at the lectern. That'd be really helpful. Do me hold this?
We do have an opportunity to show our love to families in need, and Guild ladies decided that we would adopt a family from Love, Inc. And this is a family that has been going through their classes, so Love, Inc. knows them well and knows their needs are indeed a need, and they need it. So we would like to open this opportunity up for the whole church to get involved. This family is a simple little family who only asks for two little things apiece, and then they ask for a Christmas meal. So we have made a bulletin poster, and here is a sign-up sheet for the meal items that you, as you bring them, just put your name there, so we can see what's been brought in. And then we're going to hand out to you, each person, a list of the people in this family and what they would like for Christmas. And we have those printed out, and we'll be handing them out to church to each person as they go out. So anyway, it's your opportunity to give a Christmas blessing to this family, and most of all, show the love of our Savior.
Great. Peggy, a couple questions. What's the date that we need to have this in by? Do you know?
I'm going to talk with Ellen here. Okay. I think that we talked to the family and asked the family. We did ask for a Philomath family, and that's what we got. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever meets their Christmas thing, but I would like to hope that we could get it done by the 17th.
17th, okay. Yeah, yep, we'll put some more information out. We'll give you the date and all this information via email, and we'll get on it.
Sure.
Yep.
And
thank you for...
this will be on an easel out in the north end for you to see.
Cool. Thanks, Peggy. Great job.
And Herb Munster made this beautiful.
Yep. Nice. Thank you, Peggy. If you have questions about that, do seek out Peggy or Ellen Holroyd at the conclusion of our service today.